Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
And that will lead us right into the Bulldog Roundtable, brother.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's own credit union, Haug Law Group, Georgia Pack and Load, AAA, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Time for the roundtable. Let's talk a little Bulldog football for a moment. I spoke with Chip Towers with the AJC this morning. Do you know where Chip is? He's in Eugene, Oregon. He has sat down with Dan Lanning, and I believe he's going to be posting something very soon on the season opening matchup, which is going to be huge. Like I spoke about earlier in the show, as far as national matchups to get the season started, Chick-fil-A kickoff game. And I tell you, Gary Stokin is a genius down there running that Chick-fil-A kickoff game. I mean, he set this matchup before Dan Lanning even thought about taking the Oregon job, before the Oregon job even opened up. Brilliant move coming into this season. And I'm not sure what Chip spoke about with Dan Lanning. I would hope that, you know, we're going to see a couple of maybe concerns that he has about facing the Bulldogs. But let me tell you what Dan Lanning is worried about today as he gets the Ducks ready for practice today and getting ready for Georgia. What he's concerned about is the Bulldogs' base offensive set for 2022. Nernie, pay attention. I want your input on this one. Because I believe the base set offensively for the Georgia Bulldogs this season will be the 13 personnel grouping, which is basically the translation on that three tight end set. When you hear these personnel groupings, the first number represents how many running backs you've got on the field. The second number, how many tight ends do you have on the field? So the 13 personnel group, one running back, three tight ends. And Georgia probably, as you look around college football, they have got the best tight end room personnel of any team in college football. So why wouldn't you take advantage of that? And I've seen a lot of the pro teams take advantage of this too. Three tight ends. What do you do with three tight ends on the field? Well, you bunch those three tight ends together in a bunch formation on one side of the ball and maybe run the stretch run opposite the bunch formation. And that sets up a mobile quarterback to run the bootleg off that play also back towards the three tight end set. Big tight ends are able to help block. They're also with Georgia. You look at them. You got Brock Bowers, who's really a big receiver. You got Arik Gilbert, who's really a big receiver. So they can get out in the passing game. And then you got Darnell Washington, who is a big physical power-blocking tight end that also can get out and get underneath and do some good things in the passing attack. So you're talking about a very versatile tight end room for the University of Georgia. And that's going to allow them to do a lot of different things and create a lot of problems for defenses that they play this season. Now, you can also, in that bunch formation, you can run that running back right behind those three big tight ends. So I like what this does for Todd Monken, and I believe you're going to see this is going to be really one of the base offensive sets for Georgia in the upcoming season. Three tight ends on the field, running away from them, running towards them, throwing the football with Stetson Bennett out on the perimeter. And typically when defenses see three tight ends on the field, they're thinking, okay, we're going to have to defend the run game. And Kirby's going to make sure that these defenses have to do that. That's one thing he wants to do, is set the tone with the run game, come out and pound them with the run game. And with Georgia having Bowers and Gilbert in this three tight end set, two big receivers, they're going to throw the ball out of this set also. Now, how many days are we away from the big showdown with Oregon? I believe yesterday, let me see, we had Malcolm Mitchell yesterday, and Malcolm wore number 26. I'm a big fan of his, Malcolm, from Valdosta. So, look, I'm just going to come clean and say that's one of the reasons why. And he was also a guy that was easy to pull for. So he was 26. So I'm guessing today the number's 25.
How many days until the Dogs open up against Oregon in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game?
Crowd roars at us. Three wideouts. Man, we've had some shots, haven't we? Snap to David Green. There he goes in the corner again, and we jump up. Touchdown! Oh, God, a touchdown in the corner! Michael Johnson up high. Michael Johnson turned around and got up in the air. We caught the ball. It's 23-21 with 85 seconds. He turned around and jumped. He caught it up high under his neck and had a foot in and knew it, and then got knocked out. David Green just threw it in the corner, and Michael Johnson, who he's used a lot in this fourth quarter, got racked up in the air but hung on and had his foot down in there. We scored.
And the Bulldogs won that game. Michael Johnson, a really big receiver. We're talking a lot about big receivers these days, but David Green taking advantage of that. Auburn, Jordan-Hare Stadium, trailing late in the fourth quarter. Big game, obviously. And he looks to Michael Johnson to go up over the defender and come down with a pass for the game-winning touchdown. How do I remember so much about this? Well, I was on the sideline as a member of the media. They allow you to go down for the final 5 minutes of the game. So I go down the final 5 minutes of the game. I'm on the sideline. I see this happen. And look, I was unprofessional. Media is not supposed to be cheering, especially down on the sideline. But I was cheering. The game was on TV. My lovely wife, watching the game back at home, saw me cheering on the sideline. Texted me immediately and said, media's not supposed to be cheering down there.
So unprofessional from you, Buck.
I know, and I feel badly about it. I feel badly about that. That was a big moment. 25 days to kickoff. Georgia and Oregon here in Atlanta. Hashtag 404, downtown Atlanta, MBS. It's going to be a really exciting ball game. Oregon and Georgia, 25 days off from that.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.